Well, we've balloted members right across a public service, and the reason why we have done that is because the government has failed to put a concrete offer in relation to pay for a follow-on agreement for the now expired previous public sector pay agreement. We expect it to be carried heavily, but we should have the result sometime mid-afternoon. We will be meeting with the representative bodies across the public sector within our own union and talking to sister unions in the public sector over the coming weeks to outline what the nature of this strike industrial action will look like. I would say to finish that the ball is now in the government's court in terms of what it's prepared to do.